Trump kill the land, post 628. Republicans under Trump are moving to destroy decades of environmental regulations that have made our lives better, our air and waters cleaner, our wildlife habitats more robust. They are doing so in pursuit of corporate support. For Republicans, everything is about short-term profit. Kill the land, make the money. Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord. He regards climate change and all its attendant warnings and complexities as a hoax, a word he loves to use, a lesson he learned as an accomplished liar. Keep repeating a few set words and eventually enough fools will come to your side to keep you in power. Trump has turned the EPA into an agent of corporate power, especially the oil and gas industries. He has used it to get rid of the Clean Power Plan, to diminish controls on air pollution from power plants and automobiles and drill sites. He has allowed seismic air gun blasts to be used in oil exploration. These blasts cause grave dangers to marine life, especially whales. In weakening rules regarding the preservation of the sage grouse, he has opened up protected lands to indiscriminate use for mining oil and gas. The same with his gutting of rules protecting migratory birds and endangered species. He has essentially stopped EPA prosecutions of pollution. He has wrecked two national monuments so far in Utah. This is only a partial list of his efforts and accomplishments. Spend 10 minutes doing research and you will uncover these actions and more. These policies are suicidal. The logic of this chain is inexorable. Kill the land, kill the water, kill the air, kill the animals, kill us. Vote as if your life and your children's lives depend upon it.